In addition to the inverse challenge, the Momentary and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art are launching their social connecting campaign this week. Crystal Bridges Chief Education Officer Marissa Reyes says their goal is to bring art into the lives of those who are especially isolated during the coronavirus pandemic.
These would include patients who are in hospitals, as well as senior citizens living in assisted living facilities. And what the campaign entails is we've invited 9 local artists to draw and paint in response to the word together. The idea is, you know, to really solicit from these artists images that would bring comfort and joy to people who are lonely and isolated.
The artwork will be shared in 2 ways. First, Rhea says there's the postcard campaign where each artist has created line drawing versions of their pieces that will be printed on postcards.
And we are distributing these postcards to the public, to our staff, to volunteers and members, with the invitation that whoever's receiving those postcards can color in the beautiful line drawings and write inspirational messages on the back. And then we're asking these people to send the postcards back to the museum. And then what we're doing is taking these postcards along with some art and creativity kits and distributing them to local hospitals and senior living facilities.
She says the artists have also created 4-by-8-foot murals of their line drawings that will be displayed outside the windows of the hospitals and senior living facilities that are also receiving postcards.
So the museum may be closed, but our commitment to art and creativity doesn't stop. And so we really wanted to do something for our community that really reflects, you know, some of the things that we feel we do particularly well, which is, you know, working with local artists, spreading joy and creativity and engaging with our public.
The 9 local artists involved in the campaign are Kenny Arenando, Stacy Bates, Kenya Christian, Tram Colwyn, Leanna Fisher, Octavio Logo, Matt Miller, Hannah Newsom, and Alan Rodriguez. Reyes say they were all asked to visually interpret the meaning of the word together.
We wanted to give them a simple enough prompt, but not one that they could really interpret in a different, in a myriad of ways. Some of these artists we have worked with through our public programs in the past, but some artists have been recommended to us and have we've met through this process.
The murals will go on display in the coming weeks, and the postcards will be available on select days at the Crystal Bridges building entrance starting tomorrow. Reyes says postcards can also be picked up tomorrow at the Rogers and Fayetteville libraries between noon and 2 p.m.
There's no lack of recipients for these postcards. We're also encouraging neighborhood groups or community groups, if they so wanted to host a socially safe and socially distant postcard writing party, to write to the museum, and we're happy to send them postcards in bulk.
You can find a link to all the information about the social connecting campaign at OzarksAtLarge.com.